Harper Audio presents Always, Forever, Maybe by Anikam Rose Risi, performed by Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. It would be easier if you were dead. I hate myself the second the thought enters my brain, hate myself for thinking it, and hate even more that it's true. Of course it's not true. I swallow against the thickness building in my throat as I hitch my bag up on my shoulder and push toward my locker, ignoring the murmurs, ignoring the stares. I don't care what they're saying. I don't care what anyone thinks. I only care that Aiden... No, I can't even think his name. I have to focus on putting one foot in front of the other, on moving forward and making it through this minute, this hour, this day, without him. I blink to keep my eyeballs from exploding under the pressure of the tears I won't let fall. I breathe in and try to force the sound of screeching tires and crashing metal out of my brain. He's still alive, I remind myself. He might wake up. He might forgive me. It's too many maybes. Hey, Betts, someone says. I keep walking. Bee! She calls again. That ring you wear, is it from Aiden? I stop, turn, stare. Cicely and two of her Spirit Squad clones stand in their game day uniforms of matching skirts and matching smirks, assessing me from head to toe. I don't even know what outfit I pulled on this morning, and I'm certainly not going to look. My fingers fly to the ring on my right hand, shielding it from Cicely's gaze.